we're Jason and Tony. Welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It. You got to be careful what you name your kids. You can't be naming your kid, you know, Carjacker, because then he's going to turn out to be a carjacker.
Right.
I mean, it's just what you...
Rectal thermometer.
He'll turn out to be a rectal thermometer. Well, maybe not a rectal thermometer, Tony. Why, is that the first thing you really...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, there's a 22-year-old guy. He's facing multiple charges after setting more than a dozen cars on fire.
Mm-hmm.
This was in Alberta, Canada.
Pyromaniac.
So they found him at a bar, and
he's an alcoholic.
Smelled like gasoline because, you know, he'd been pouring it on cars and setting them on fire. Well, they arrested him, and his actual name is Malice.
Wow. And looky there what just he created.
Yeah,
everywhere.
See, yeah. It's the parents' fault. It's not his, right?
His name's Malice.
You get what you ask for, parents.
Like that guy on the insurance commercial. Mayhem.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if I ever go completely insane and start threatening the town I live in, I hope I do better than this guy.
All right.
I mean, this guy's pretty lame, really. If you're going to go insane, go full-blown insane.
Yeah, go big or go home.
Just don't go a little bit. Go all the way. And this guy stopped a little bit short of that. His name is Thomas. Thomas Devaney. Uh-huh. And 61. He lives in someplace in Florida.
Oh, no. Florida, man.
Yeah.
All right.
He was calling himself the Saint. Officers found him in a car in a parking lot, a 7-Eleven. That's where Saint was.
That's where Saint tied up.
Right. Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Saint 7-Eleven.
I'm sorry. You never know if you're going to get a Slurpee or something. Yeah. Even Saints love Slurpees. He was cussing out customers and called 911, telling the 911 operator that the responding officer needed to leave now, or you'll all be sorry you messed with the Saint.
Well, now, Saints oughtn't act like that.
Well, he didn't want to leave his car, and they had to take him out by force.
Cussing.
Well, during the ordeal, the Saint continued to shout cuss words at people, and then warning people about the impending army of turtles he's going to release.
Say the army of turtles is coming.
Right, if you're going to go with the army of turtles.
Well, we brought it on ourselves. We've arrested the Saint.
I know.
We done made him mad.
Everybody, the turtles are coming. Walk at your normal pace for your lives.
What if they're teenage mutant ninja ones? Or snapping ones.
Well, he ain't got nothing if they ain't snapping turtles. I mean. There's a certain stigma about peeing in the shower, but maybe there shouldn't be. Maybe it's good. Have you ever thought of that, people who don't want people peeing in the shower?
Now, I
get it if you're at the Y.
Right, or at your gym.
That's a bad place to pee in the shower.
That's why you wear flip-flops there. But let's all be honest while we're at home.
I mean, come on.
And we're in the shower.
Be honest with yourself. Don't be like, ew, but then know secretly that you do it.
We all yellow feed ourselves.
Well, listen to this. This is science now. If we all would just pee in the shower, we would save 1.3 trillion gallons of water a year.
Wow,
by not flushing the toilet at those times.
That's a lot of water.
So do you want to save the world, or you want to be all gross about peeing in the shower? I mean, these are things that you've got to think about.
Peeing in the shower could save the planet.
Could save the planet, but you're just getting out and using the toilet like a normal person instead of saving the world.
Yeah.
Unreal. Come on, guys.
What I'm willing to do, y'all, Jason, everybody.
What?
I'm willing to take it a step further to save my planet.
You can't take it a step further. I mean, that you can't do that. No, it's just, you can't. What? Because it's, never mind.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
All right, is this social media theater morbid? Yes. Is it funny? Yes. Which comes from the timeline of Sarah. Sarah's lost her Uncle Scott.
This is wrong. Before we get started, y'all, this is wrong.
Okay, I'll be Sarah, and you be dead Uncle Scott.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Sarah, hello, everyone. I'm terribly sorry to post this. My Uncle Scott passed away this week. What I know is that he loved our Lord and will be spending his life in his presence that we can only imagine. I miss him so much. Scott! Roar! I'm a zombie raised from the dead. Scott. Ha ha, seriously, this is Dan, just deleting Dad's old Facebook account.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Picking.
And I'm greening.
Tony, my wife Donna, she gets mad when I steal her kitchen utensils.
Really?
But it's a risk I'm willing to take.
No, Jason, I bought a horse and I named it Mayo.
You did?
Yeah. And sometimes mayonnaise.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What do you call a pile of kittens?
I give up. What?
A meowton. Yeah.
You know, Jason, everybody's heard of Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
But what about Cole's Law?
Cole's Law?
Yeah, about thinly sliced cabbage.
Oh.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Last night she was the prettiest girl in the bar. This morning, she's some creature passed out in my car.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Flaming derriere. Flaming derriere is what would occur at dairy farms if cows squirted gasoline instead of milk. Flaming derriere.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories, and we find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the
Real Good.
This is a little above the lady's pay grade, but she stepped up anyway.
What'd she do?
Her name is Trisha Cox. She recently took a cashier job at a gas station near Oklahoma City. Uh-huh. She's 2 weeks into this job, and she saves a guy's life.
Wow, Trisha.
Truck driver named Tommy Robinson, he bought a burger on Friday and started choking on it.
Oh, no.
I guess it was an actual choking puke.
It must have been a good burger. Right. He's a hungry boy.
Trisha was restocking cigarettes when it happened, heard him fall down, so she yelled for help, then realized nobody else was there. So she ran out from behind the counter, got him back on his feet, did the Heimlich maneuver. Security camera got all this on video, too. And, of course, that went out, Oklahoma. Yeah. They were showing it on the news and all that stuff. Tommy doesn't even remember falling, but he's very thankful and said he's planning to chew his food a little better from now on.
Well, he wouldn't be able to chew it all if not for Trisha being right there.
Trisha, golly, you are real good.